The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. It is Good Friday. And, folks, as good as Friday is, what happens on Sunday is even better. Great to have you with us. We're going to have a wonderful conversation over the next little while. And, of course, Open Line Friday as well, your opportunity to talk about whatever you want to talk about today here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Our telephone number, and write this down, you will need this if you want to call into the program on Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and we'll be taking your calls throughout the program. By the way, I was over on the White House website just a little while ago, and as of the start of this program, they have the president, who claims to be a devout Catholic, has yet to issue any statement, any proclamation about Good Friday. And I was scrolling. I went back to yesterday. I thought, well, maybe they got a head start. But no, there is no proclamation commemorating Good Friday on the White House website. Now, there is a proclamation celebrating Transgender Visibility Day. And you say, Todd, what is Transgender Visibility Day? Well, that's the day that apparently you are supposed to see grown men wearing frilly ladies' underpants. So they will be visible to all of us. But what is invisible is Good Friday, because there is not a single Good Friday proclamation, not any mention of Good Friday. They've got some sort of an Arab American celebration going down at the White House, and they've got the transgender stuff going down. But they are not commemorating Good Friday. What do you make of that? What do you make of these Democrats? Why do you think they hate religion so much? Why do you think they hate Christianity so much? Because that's ultimately what this is all about. They hate Christianity. They hate Christians. And they're coming after you. I'm telling you, they are coming after the Christians. So we'll see what happens on Easter Sunday. Whether or not he releases a statement about the resurrection of Christ, we shall see. But when it comes to Good Friday, well, that doesn't matter when it comes to the Biden administration. Isn't that amazing? What about the optics of that, right? So yesterday you had the presidents. You had Obama, Bill Clinton, and Joe Biden. And by the way, what's up with Bill Clinton? Has he had some work done on the face? That did not look, it did not look like Bill Clinton. No, there was somebody sent me a note. I don't know if you heard about this, but apparently they were keeping Biden in the basement. And so they were at this big Radio City Music Hall thing yesterday. And they had thousands of people there raising $25 million in cash. It's the largest one-time campaign haul in political history, which could be broken next week, by the way, at Mar-a-Lago, where they're expecting to raise $33 million. So we'll talk more about that later. But anyway, Radio City Music Hall, and you've got the people outside. It's insane. They were literally rioting outside Radio City Music Hall. You had all of these, the transgender people. You had the Muslims. You had the anti-Israel crowd. They were all out there causing all sorts of mayhem. Let me tell you something, folks. Go ahead and write this down. The Democrat convention in Chicago this summer is going to be on fire. If you think that's wild, I'm telling you, if you are going to the DNC meeting this summer, you better go buy some Kevlar and some Febreze. I don't know what it is. I've had to cover a lot of these conventions, these political conventions over the years, and I will say this. The Republicans, it's very fragrant. But when you walk through the Democrat meetings, there's it's a peculiar odor, much like, I don't know, patchouli oil, marijuana, and body odor. That's just a kind of a combo platter. So if you're going to go get a Kevlar vest and get maybe a case or two of the Febreze, a little squirt will do. Okay, maybe a couple of squirts. Should get you through. But anyway, it was chaos last night outside Radio City Music Hall. And it's sort of catty corner, but Fox News Channel headquarters is over there. So they're all protesting over there, too. So anyway, poor Biden, he can't walk. As a matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama, he was riding out on Air Force One. And he had to take the baby steps alongside Joe Biden there and his special shoes that he's wearing. So anyway, they're at Radio City Music Hall, and they were so afraid that Joe Biden would either trip or stumble walking out on the stage, or he would get lost and end up in the orchestra pit. So they put them on this elevated platform, and they came raised. They were in the basement, and they're raised up out of the basement, and there they are. Somebody sent me a note. So, a gay man, a pedophile, and a fornicator in a bar. I don't think that's connected to this. That's the wrong joke for the wrong time. So going back, I'm tying all of this in together. You got to bear with me here today, folks. So you've got the unholy trinity there. And the Father, Son, and about to be a ghost. And they're there, and they're being worshipped on the stage at Radio City Music Hall. And President Trump is a few miles away in Massapequa at the service for this police officer who was gunned down. By the way, the gunman, arrested 21 times, should have been in prison, but was allowed to walk the streets because of the policies, the pro-criminal policies of the Democrats who control New York. Now, I had a lot of time to think about this last night. And it's really amazing to me that the Democrats are this tone deaf when it comes to the optics. Tone deaf to me. All it would have taken was a brief detour by helicopter to fly over and to pay respects. But nobody did that. Barack Hussein Obama didn't do it. Bill Clinton didn't do it. Joe Biden didn't do it. It would have been very simple to do. They could have gone over and paid their respects, but they didn't do that. Instead, they wanted to hang out with the Rainbow Skittles crowd. They're gathered and assembled at Radio City Music Hall. And that's fine. That's their base. And the whole point of this is they could have, but they chose not to. And why did they choose not to? It's very simple. The Democrats hate the police. The Democrats are pro-criminal. And the Democrats that we talk of today are not the Democrats of John F. Kennedy. I mean, yes, they still steal elections, but aside from that, at least they still loved America. At least they loved the military. At least their policies were bonkers crazy, but at least they were Americans. The people we have today are radicals and they're communist. And they hate the cops. So anyway, it was one of those rare moments where you see this contrast, and we got to see that in real time yesterday and last night. But I will say this, when it comes to religion, the White House is a very devout place. But you see, they worship at the altar of the LGBT agenda. They bow down and they worship and pledge their allegiance to their flag. And it's not even the rainbow flag anymore. It's all about the transgender flag. The pastels. That's what it's all about. Oh, by the way, did you hear about this church? This is fascinating. This is from Calgary, Canada. The Calgary Unitarian Church. They're hosting drag queens in their Easter Sunday service. The program titled Drag Me to Church. And they're going to be allowing the drag queens to dance and frolic and cavort with the children. The pastor telling the Edmonton Journal, no matter what tradition you're from, I guarantee you that we will have people in your community who identify, are you ready for this, as 2SLGBTQIA+. What the heck is that? Again, ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing sacred about drag queens desecrating the sanctity of the church house. But this is where we are right now. Aren't we living in a weird time in America? A few days ago, we told you about the big mega church in North Carolina, Elevation Church, and they put out their announcements, and they're trying to get people, they want to snooker people into the church building. And I never have understood this. Why not just be honest with people, right? Why not say, hey, you know, it's Easter weekend. Why don't you come to church with us? We've got a good choir, good music, got a little cup of coffee. We can drink some coffee, and the pastor's going to preach, and we'll get you out in time to get down to Piccadilly. You'll be able to meet the Methodist in the buffet line. And I guarantee you people might be open to that, but now they're trying to trick them. You know, it's not so much coming to church now. It's like an extravaganza where apparently the cross of Christ is not enough anymore to entice people to get to the church house. That's what the preachers and the professional church experts are telling us now, right? It's no longer just about the cross and an empty tomb. Now it's about the American Idol cover band. It's about making sure that your praise and worship band meets DEI standards. By the way, did you know that's a thing now? You people in Tennessee, I was reading something. Someone sent me this right before I came on the show. And the Tennessee Baptist Convention is now they're implementing diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. What is that all about? Well, now we have to have only a certain number. Trust me, I know churches out there. And they are so freaked out over this stuff. They literally have to have, like, I don't know. Let's just take the worship band for a second. Everybody always has a white guy, all right? But you also have to have a woman. You got to have people of color. You got to have at least one fat person. And I'm not making this up. But it's all about the optics. It doesn't matter where their heart is. It's about the optics of it all. So now you got Elevation Church, and they're putting out these big announcements saying, oh, well, if you want to come, we want you to come to church, but we're not going to mention anything of the resurrection. We're not going to mention anything about the blood of Jesus. We're not going to mention any of that stuff. Okay, is any of that stuff about, I mean, is your celebration, is any of it about Jesus? Is any of it about the price that he paid for us? Is any part of it about the resurrection? But it seems like, and I'm not sure when you can pinpoint when it all became an extravaganza, but at some point, and maybe it was after the Passion of the Christ, when the Mel Gibson movie came out, and everybody was trying to do the whole blood and gore and make people vomit their way to Christianity, and then it became all about the spectacle where, you know, it's really about the band with a self-help sermon attached. You say, Todd, where are you going with all of this? Well, I'm not even sure the church celebrates Good Friday these days, to be honest with you. I mean, when I wrote Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? The message of that book, it's a sobering message, because what we are seeing happening in churches across America is they have gone sideways. They've gone squirrely. They're no longer focused on their mission, and instead of influencing the culture, churches in America have been influenced by the culture. That's what's going on. And I contend, unless we take a hard turn in this country, that we will lose the churches as we know them, and they will allow themselves to be marginalized. That's what I think is going on here. So, look, we're going to take a break. We're going to open up the phone lines here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Agree or disagree, it's okay. It's all right. Give us a call. Have the conversation open line Fridays. This is the Todd Stern Show. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Hi, I'm Todd Stearns, and thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. So call 855-417-6556 right now, or go to ToddStearns.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've already pledged to raise $17,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to ToddStearns.com or call 855-417-6556 to make your best offer right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. So I'm watching video of Lizzo jumping up and down on the stage. Is that stage reinforced? Do we know? Have we checked? Anyway, I don't know what she's wearing. I'm not a big fashionista, but it looks as though she was wearing this beautiful black ball gown is made with lots of stretchy material. And it looks as though she was wearing that beautiful outfit, and then she walked into the crowd that was rampaging and rioting outside, and they ripped it to shreds. That's what it looks like. It looks like somebody took some of those. Have you seen the hefty garbage bags? The hefty garbage bags. The TV commercial, hefty. And that's what it looks like. And that just been ripped and shredded, and they put it all together, and there you go. Lovely singing voice, that Lizzo. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Robert in Tennessee, WTJS, our great affiliate. Robert, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about, I guess, PC church, and that just struck a nerve. About 14 of my family members are Union University alumni. My late uncle was chairman of the board there, and he was pastor in Englewood back during the 60s and 70s, which is a large church here in Jackson. And, you know, I just had to call because, you know, I think television has corrupted Congress and has corrupted these mega churches. I would not doubt, and I mean, Bellevue Baptist, where you are in Memphis, is one of the largest Southern Baptist churches, I guess, and they've been on television since I was a child. Steve Gaines and I grew up in the same town in Dyersburg in rural West Tennessee, and I'm glad for him, but I'm sure they've got script writers and producers at these mega churches.
Well, and for the record, Bellevue Baptist Church is not on TV anymore, so they don't do the TV thing anymore.
Oh, well, they used to when I grew up in Dyer County. We
okay.
Get it on the,
so we got about
County.
15 seconds before the computer cuts
anyway,
us off.
I think I think just the fact you're pointing out they're missing the message of Easter. It's not the Easter Bunny. It's the resurrection and blood of Christ that gives us eternal salvation and life, eternal life. And when we are pleasing the masses and avoiding the reason, I think we're wrong.
Well, all right, there you go, Robert. Well, I appreciate you calling in. And look, there's nothing wrong with Easter bunnies, nothing wrong with Easter eggs, nothing wrong with having a church on TV. But when you lose the main focus, you got a problem. And I think that's what's happening in the church today. I really do. And it's hurting us nationally as a nation. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS, and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a six-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything goes on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. May I ask you a question? Have you thought about this? We have a lot of folks that call into the program, and they pretend to be conservative to get on the air. But as soon as they pass through the screening checkpoints, we realize, oh, wait a second. This person is a raging leftist, and they always lie about it, right? The conservatives, you guys don't do that. You can agree or disagree, but if you're a conservative, you call in and you're upfront and you're honest about it. But not the libs, right? The libtards and the seminar callers, they never can be honest about who they are. And I ran into this last night. I was over in a Memphis burb. And Ben Dieter, the morning show host at KWAM in Memphis, was speaking. He was delivering a speech. And by the way, hilarious speech. One of the best speeches I have heard coming from a conservative. And it was funny, really funny. Some of the stuff I probably wouldn't have shared in public setting, but that's just me. But it was funny. And it was powerful because Dieter's message was, don't water down the truth. You know, a lot of these Republicans out there, and you know who you are, you soften your message. Well, we just have to be nice. We've got to be compassionate. And if we're compassionate, we may get the Antifa people to give us a hug. Why, we might even be able to go out and fellowship. But we got to be nice. No. No, I mean, yes, you can be nice, but no, don't water down your message. Be bold. Don't be like the Speaker of the House. Be bold, Republicans. So anyway, we had like some delicious refreshments, and we're sitting around, and so this fellow comes up to me, and he introduced himself, and he presented himself as a conservative. And I thought, well, wow, very nice to meet you, and said some kind things, and that was that. And I thought I caught a whiff of patchouli, just a whiff. So my keen sense of smell was alerted. So anyway, I'm watching this guy through the course of the meeting. And towards the end of it, it turns out that the guy is one of these radical leftists in town. He was there in disguise. And afterwards, you know, the guy made a beeline for yours truly. And, you know, I'm polite and kind. But again, I'm sitting here going, okay, why didn't you just introduce yourself as to who you were? Why are you trying to pull a fast one on everybody? I don't get that. it's almost as if they're ashamed of who they are. And maybe that's it. They're just ashamed of what they represent. I mean, I'm saying misrepresenting, but it's kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for on this Good Friday? Lying. I'm just saying. All right, be up front. Be a man, man. Let's go to Eads, Tennessee. Mike is listening to us on KWAM Radio. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Hope you have a blessed Easter. And I am actually a conservative. I'm not going to lie to you. I just wanted to know if you are aware of the notice sent to Tennessee that Homeland Security is going to be sending a bunch of illegals to Tennessee, specifically to Nashville and Franklin. Bill Hagerty and Marsha Blackburn are already aware of the notice and have written letters of concern. But I just read this, and I haven't heard anything about it. And I'm just really surprised, and I'm wondering if our illustrious governor or anybody else is going to do anything about it.
Well, it's a very good question, Mike. Yes, we were talking about this earlier this week on the program, or maybe it was last week. But yes, you are correct that there is documentation showing that illegals are going to be sent to several Tennessee cities, one of them being Franklin, which, Mike, many people in the listening audience may not be aware, but that's where all of the rich, super rich Hollywood or, you know, country music stars, all of those folks live.
All right. Yeah, sorry I missed it. I don't get to listen to you every day, and I didn't know if you had talked about it.
No. Don't apologize.
It really surprised me.
Well, I'm not terribly surprised because, you know, there are a lot of big, like, mansions and plantations in Franklin, all owned by liberals, and, you know, they may need the cheap labor to mow the grass. I don't know. But you never know. But, yes, Mike, it is disturbing, and the reason why it's disturbing is, and in all seriousness, Franklin is a Republican enclave. Williamson County is a Republican enclave, and Biden is intentionally dropping thousands of illegals into these districts for the census numbers. That's what's going on here.
Sure. He wants to change Tennessee to a blue state.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what they're doing. And by the way, they've been doing this in the dark of night in Chattanooga for quite some time. I believe last year is when Bill Hagerty first alerted us to what was going on. They were flying in the illegals in the dark of night in Chattanooga, again, another Republican stronghold of the state, and unleashing all these illegals.
It just seems that Bill Lee and some of our representatives could do something about this to stop it. I don't know if they're willing to or not.
Is it just me, Mike, or does Governor Lee seem to be a little squishy?
Seems to be a lot squishy.
Okay, I was trying to be nice. It's Good Friday, Mike. You know, You went there, though, didn't you, Mike?
Yes. Okay.
Mike.
Right. I'm glad you're aware of it, Todd.
Thank you. Yes, we are on top of this, Mike, and we're going to keep people updated, you know, once we start getting some hard intel on the numbers and what they're going to be up to. But here's the thing, Mike. You folks in Western Tennessee need to pay very close attention because they're going to be dumping the illegals in your neck of the woods very soon. All right, Mike, God bless you, and thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926, Open Line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, if you have a question you want to ask, you can do that. All you have to do is give us a call, 901-260-5926. But, yes, we're talking about Nashville, Franklin, and Murfreesboro, Tennessee, all in Middle Tennessee, where the Biden administration and Homeland Security are going to be dumping hundreds, if not thousands, of illegals. Just so you're aware of what's going on out there, folks. This story from New York City, the Big Apple. We have the picture of this up on our website, toddstearns.com. New York City firefighters, they're commemorating, getting ready to commemorate 9/11 again. And many of the firehouses, they have these memorials. And so a group of firefighters, this is Ladder Company 11, and this is over in Alphabet City. And you're like, is that like the gay part? No, that's not. No, no, it's literally called Alphabet City. That's because the avenues are A, B, C, D, and E, right? So that's why they call it Alphabet City. They're alphabet activists. That's different. That being said, there could be alphabet activists living in Alphabet City. It's possible. Regardless, so the Ladder Company 11, Alphabet City, And the firefighters put a red line flag, and you've seen them. It's the America. It's a version of the American flag. It's in black and white or gray, and then there's a red line through it. So you've seen one that's stylized for the police, and this one is stylized for the firefighters. And so they got one of these flags and they posted it on the back of their ladder truck, which you can see on our website again. So anyway, DC Drano, which is a popular Twitter page, they first reported this news. There was a lawmaker, and you know the guy's a flaming leftist, dropped by, saw the flag, and said, whoa, what's going on here? And they said, well, this flag symbolizes and memorializes the firefighters who died on 9/11 from their firehouse. They lost a number of firefighters in the Muslim terrorist attacks. And so they're memorializing. So the guy says, no, that flag, that's inappropriate. So the guy, he calls the FDNY headquarters, and the next day a division chief shows up and says, hey, guys, you got to take down that flag. You can't be posting that flag on the fire truck. Did you ever imagine a time in American history when New York City firefighters would be forced to take down a memorial for firefighters who died on 9/11? Did you ever think that was possible? Well, the good news here is that people were enraged and word spread. We understand now that the fire department is backing off of this ban and they're going to allow the firefighters to put their flag back up. But it reminded me of something that happened a couple of weeks ago. And we had the kid on the show, this kid from the Heartland. Was it Indiana, Illinois? And he had the American flag flying on the pickup truck. And the principal said, gotta take it down, son. Gotta take it down. That flag might offend somebody, son. And so the kid said, yeah, not going to do that, sir.
What do you mean you're not?
I'm not going to do it, sir.
You got to, or I'm going to write you up.
Write me up, sir. So the next day, the kid shows up with his flag in the pickup truck, along with about two dozen of his classmates. I love those kids. Those are patriots. And so anyway, they backed off. And why did they back off? Once again, when people, good-hearted patriots, see something wrong and you stand up and you push back, you're going to win the day. But I want to explain broadly what's going on here with this situation in New York City and the situation in the Heartland with the kid and the American flag. The communists are coming after Old Glory. That's what's going on here. Now, I write about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, that the communists are the ones that are behind the destruction of our society. They are literally tearing apart every single American tradition. They are tearing down the statues, renaming the buildings, renaming the parks and the streets. They're silencing people. And by the way, have you noticed hardly anybody talks about 9/11? Even on 9/11, people hardly talk about that. They never talk about it. And this is why the communists are literally trying to erase our history before our very eyes. And that's why they're coming after things like the American flag. This is not some sort of an anomaly. This is happening all over America. And the fact, again, that New York City firefighters can't memorialize their dead, that's insane. So again, it's up to every single American citizen. This is what Reagan said. The national anthem, it's a question, not a declaration. Can you still see that flag? And I'm telling you, folks, if we don't stand up and defend Old Glory, then we're not going to see that flag. That's the message of Twilight's Last Gleaming, and you can get a copy at toddstearns.com. I will sign one and send it to you. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, it is also the final day and the final hours of my annual campaign to support the pro-life Christian legal organization Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, for the past several weeks, I've tried my best to urge you to support ADF. because they're fighting for men and women just like you every day. And that's why I want you to go to toddstearns.com, click on the Stand with ADF banner. Your donation is not only helping them, it is helping you and your kids and your grandkids. Look, we've got one day left. This is it. And the question is very simple. Do you have the courage to stand with ADF? Here's Erica Steinmiller-Perdomo of the Alliance Defending Freedom.
The fact is, we're at a moment in our country where our basic freedoms, the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, they're under attack by government or by big corporations. And it's important to be courageous and to stand against those attacks. I'm privileged here at ADF to represent clients who show that courage. They're standing up because at the end of the day, we here at ADF are concerned with protecting women, protecting Americans, protecting our most fundamental freedoms, and protecting the unborn.
There you go. So you have an opportunity. We just have a few hours left here. Give them a call, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. Or go to toddstearns.com, click on the Stand with ADF banner, and help us reach our goal. We'll be right back, folks.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, Easter Sunday traditions. Do you guys have any big traditions? What is it that you and your family like to do on Easter Sunday? I remember back when we were kids, all the grandchildren, my grandmother loved to sew. She was an incredible seamstress, and she would make all the kids matching outfits. So we have all the, everybody got the basket, and you got the candied eggs, the whole nine yards. But we always were dressed like alike. We looked like some sort of a singing group. And plaid was really big back in the 70s, so we were all wearing like three-piece plaid suits. Vest the whole nine yards. And then we would always get to the inflatable bunny rabbits. I never did understand that. You know, one of the issues, though, in the South, and I don't know if this is if you guys had this issue in the North, but we would always have the egg hunt, but we'd use plastic eggs. And they used to be filled with candy, but the problem is it's so warm in the South that the candy would just melt. It's disgusting. So instead, we would my grandparents would stuff cash into the eggs. And that usually resulted in fist fights among the grandchildren. So anyway, I'm just curious. If you have any great Easter traditions, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We're a ham family, not necessarily a lamb family. I don't know if that means anything to anybody. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, wants to weigh in on New York City. Hi, Charles. What's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Good Friday, Todd. So, Todd, when I watched that yesterday, Biden in New York City and then Trump in New York City, I thought, you know, this really is just a microcosm of the 2024 election. And what I saw was kind of like not only a tale of two cities, but it's the tale of two Americas. You had one America where, you know, the former president is standing with a widow and, you know, her baby, and with police officers who stand for law and order, for stability, for virtue, and everything that's good and right about the United States of America. And then across town, you've got Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. You've got a criminal, you got a traitor, and you got a rapist. And they're surrounded by all these bi-coastal elites, these Hollywood mega donors that really have nothing but contempt for America, for its institutions, for its constitution. I mean, these are people that are so rich, they probably don't even go to the grocery store or drive their own cars.
Could be.
And then outside, Todd, you see the byproduct of progressivism. You see the children of these people who have been taught to hate America. They hate Christianity. They hate Israel. They hate Western civilization, and they hate capitalism. And I just saw that contrast, and I thought, we really do have a stark choice in November. And, you know, which one do you want to stand for? And I saw that, and I'm sure a lot of other Americans did. I know you did, too. And I know exactly where I stand and who I want to stand with.
Oh, well, yeah, and Charles, we're going to have to ramp it. We've got to take a quick break here. But I think you're right. It is a tale of two Americas. And for the first time in a very long time, we are going to have a very clear decision to make. It is black and white, ladies and gentlemen. You're either going to stand with freedom or you're going to stand with the communist. I mean, it really is that simple. And we all have a decision to make. And all of you left-leaning Republicans out there better get with the program. We've supported your moderates for years. Now it's time to get on board and get on board the Trump train right now, or else we're going to lose the country. All right, I got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hour two coming up next.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Hey, Todd, you were talking about migrants in the last segment. In my hometown's 25,000 people. I was at Walmart 2 days ago. 12 school buses, migrants, dropped in at our Walmart. Each school bus is capable of carrying 66 to 90 people each. That's a lot of migrants in this small little community. Tell me we don't have a problem.
Wow. That's disturbing, ladies and gentlemen. That is David, by the way, from Moses Lake, Washington. And you say, well, how did David do that? How did he leave a message? Well, it's very simple. David downloaded our free app, and you can do that by going to kwamradio.com. That's kwamradio.com. Download our app, and you'll be able to listen to the show wherever you are across America, and you will also be able to give us a shout back. So be sure to go check that out over at kwamradio.com. Great to have you with us today, folks. It is Good Friday as we commemorate the incredible sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that was paid for you and me on the cross called Calvary. Today we will be commemorating that. I know our church, we have services at 7 o'clock tonight. I know many of you are going to be in services today or this evening and then, of course, on Sunday. This is Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about today. That's 901-260-5926. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been visited by the FBI? Has there ever been a knock on the door and you open the door and the FBI shows up? Now, many of you may be thinking, all right, well, you know, if the FBI, I open the door and the FBI agents are there and they're all wearing suits, they're professionally dressed, they show you their badges, they identify themselves. That's how people would typically imagine FBI agents to be, but not nowadays. And there are several videos that have been posted over the past 2 days now on social media showing FBI agents arriving at people's homes, and they basically look like, I don't know, drug dealers or just good old boys out on the phone. I don't know. It's just very strange the way they are presenting themselves. Very unkempt. You've got one of the guys I'm looking at in a video is wearing a ball cap, and they're all very coy. Now, we're going to play some audio here, and this is from Stillwater, Oklahoma. And a woman had apparently written a message about Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden, on her social media page. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not be aware of this, but Facebook is now cataloging and documenting all social media posts that are anti-Joe Biden, that are anti-Democrat Party, and they are sending that information to the federal authorities. So there's a good chance if you've written something horrible about Joe Biden, then you could be getting a knock on your door. Now, when that happened, well, we're going to talk about what you should do, but we're going to play this audio at there. This is a woman in a very nice neighborhood. The FBI agents show up. Three FBI agents show up. They're not dressed professionally. And I want you, let's just take a listen to what happened.
Can we just move in front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy?
Sure we can, yeah.
I need you to identify yourself and let me take imagery of your IDs.
She's videoing them.
I'm not going to share my credentials on the phone.
So you said you were with the FBI?
That's correct.
And why won't you show me your credentials?
We did. I showed you my
credentials. I didn't take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no?
Yeah, we did already. So, and we identified ourselves. So what we'd like to do...
I didn't look at your credentials again. I didn't verify them. I told you to wait, and I went inside.
Okay, that's correct. What we'd like to do is just have a conversation with you about some social media posts that you've made. Would you be willing to talk to us today about that?
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer.
Okay.
Do you have identification?
Do you have a card or something?
Cards?
For an attorney that we can reach
no.
Out to?
No. I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right.
Do you mind having your attorney contact the FBI office in Oklahoma City?
What's the number? What are the names of the agents?
I'll Google it for you.
So you're refusing to identify yourselves?
No, we've already identified ourselves.
Again, I did not take a look.
Okay, so the phone number for the FBI in Oklahoma City is 405-290-7770.
Okay.
If you just call me, we'll be contact with us
and, tell him that Facebook flagged me for posts.
Facebook gave us a couple of screenshots of your accounts.
Okay. So we no longer live in a free country and we can't say what we want?
No, we totally do. That's why we're not here to arrest you or anything like that.
Well, you can't arrest me for freedom of speech. We live in America.
Yes, correct.
Exactly. So it's kind of weird that you want to come talk to me about me exercising my freedom of speech.
We do this every day, all day long, talk to people.
Okay.
It's just an effort to keep everybody safe, make sure that nobody has any ill will or bad intent or anything like that. And we've got no reason to believe necessarily that that's you, and that's why we just wanted to have a conversation.
So do you have a conversation with everybody on the neighborhood?
Do you have information with anybody else in the neighborhood?
I mean, all I've done is exercise my right as an American citizen on a public social media platform with my personal opinions, correct? Okay. Most of the individuals, right, in America, especially older generation, right, have Facebook. Are you questioning all the citizens in America?
We certainly would if we had any sort of concerns.
Okay, so you have concerns about my personal opinions?
If you don't want to talk to us, then you can...
I'm definitely not going to have a talk with you.
Well, thank you for your time this morning, and feel free to reach out to us.
Okay, they're so-called FBI.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have chills right now. That's insane. The FBI, and she kept asking them for their identification. Did you catch what they said, though? They said that they're doing this all the time, right? So clearly, Facebook is now being actively monitored. So if you are critical of the Biden regime, then there's a very good chance that your accounts are being monitored by the FBI or Homeland Security right now. And you just heard evidence of that. Even more disturbing, you heard the FBI agents telling her that Facebook screenshotted her postings and sent them to the FBI. Now, there's a lot to unravel here, and I want to get your take on what you just heard. Do you believe that this woman did anything wrong? I mean, clearly, they said they just wanted to talk to her. Why did they want to talk to her? That's what gets me, is why. And I'm going to tell you this. I know there are some good rank-and-file FBI people out there. But, folks, I wouldn't trust them. And my recommendation to you, if the FBI comes knocking on your door, you don't even say, howdy do, how are you? Because I'm telling you, they're out to trap you. Now, I want to give you an example of this. It's a crime. It's against the law to lie to the FBI. And here's how simple it could be. They could have actually arrested this woman. If they showed her the ID, if they actually had showed her their ID badges, and she said, you didn't show me your FBI badge, they could have arrested her right then and there for lying to the FBI. She would have gotten federal prison time for that. It could have been something as innocuous as, it's a lovely day out here, ma'am, is it not? And she could say, well, no, it's kind of stormy. Ma'am, you're lying. Put your hands behind your back. We're hauling you down to HQ. No, I'm serious about this, folks. I wouldn't trust these people. You are not required to answer any questions from the FBI. My recommendation is to immediately call your lawyer and don't say a single word, not even a howdy do. I'm just saying, it is that serious of a situation. You've got FBI agents now showing up at people's doorsteps because they wrote something that was critical of Joe Biden. Really? They don't have anything else to do with their time over at FBI headquarters? Here's a thought. What about going after the illegals that are invading our nation? What about hunting those people down? What about going after all the Islamic radicals and the sleeper cells? And we know those are here because we have these lawmakers on every day on this program telling us not a matter of if but when. Okay, well, let's secure the border and shut down the border and get all the illegals. Oh, can't do that. No, can't. Okay, so what are we supposed to do? Wait for the mushroom cloud to billow over an American city? Then it's a little too late. But this lady is absolutely right. She did everything right. She got everything on video. She asked over and over and over again for the FBI agents to show their IDs, and they refused to do that. That is very troublesome. But fortunately, she's got all their faces, and we were able to verify all of this. It's just very weird behavior coming from the FBI. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, there was another incident where a woman received, and her Ring cam video picked up all of this, that she was targeted. And sure enough, a guy shows up in a polo shirt and cargo pants and tennis shoes. And he's demanding to talk to this woman about her social media post because they were anti-Biden. Now, here's the deal. All of this is meant to squelch your speech. So now the FBI is out, actively out there going door to door, demanding to know why you are posting things on social media. And you know why this is all about? This is not about arresting people. All right, hear me on this. This is not, otherwise they would have arrested this woman in Oklahoma. They didn't do that. And the reason why is because she didn't commit a crime. The woman is absolutely correct. There's nothing criminal about writing blank Joe Biden. It may be inappropriate, but there's nothing illegal about it. What does it say about Facebook that they're ratting all you guys out? Lord only knows. Lord only knows what they've got of my social media feeds. Holy cow. Wow. But this is where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. Very dangerous days. But they want to terrify you. They want to silence you into submission. That's what's going on. They want to silence you. So we're going to be taking your calls on this, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Bill in Jackson, Tennessee, WTJS. Bill, what say you?
I say the woman, she did great, as far as I know, better than I would have. But ultimately, I'd have said, look, you won't tell me, you won't show me who you are. Either you give me cards or get off my land. I don't know you from Adam, Jim, Julie, Jack, or Jill. Give me your cards, and I will get back with you, because as far as I know, you're an impersonator. Bye.
That's what I would have done, Bill. I'm with you. And I thought she handled herself very well. She videoed everything. She did everything by the book. She didn't yell at him. She was very polite, but she was also very firm. I mean, you don't know who these people are. They don't look like FBI agents. They don't want to show you the ID. Yeah, hey, you're out of here, pal.
Amen, sir.
But, Bill, the broader concern I have is that we've got a government agency out there, the FBI, paid for with our tax dollars, sir, and this is how they're using their time, harassing people for something they wrote on Facebook.
Well, it sounds less and less like the FBI we know and more like the Gestapo.
Yes,
and
sir.
They're calling conservatives, right-wing Nazis. No, 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 no. Look around, fool. It's going away.
Well said. Bill, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. And just to put a bow on this, look, so here's the deal. So you have, when the FBI shows up at your home, you do not have to talk to them. You have to say, you've got to talk to my lawyer. Do not let them in your house. If they have a warrant, make them show you the warrant. And be sure to record every single thing. Every single thing, you've got to make sure you record it. But here's my recommendation. The one thing this woman did that was probably not good is that she walked outside of her home. Don't do that. You stand in the doorway, but do not let the FBI into your home. And again, you don't have to speak to the FBI. You don't have to say a single thing without your lawyer. I'm telling you right now, folks, the FBI is, they're acting and behaving like state police. That's what's going on here. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So I want to play some audio here. There was a big gathering in Memphis. All of the black mayors in America of major black cities, majority black cities, gather in Memphis for a meeting. It's called the Black Mayors Coalition on Crime. Of course, Memphis, the deadliest city in America, led by all Democrats. We are controlled completely by Democrats in this city, and also blacks. So blacks maintain every leadership position from the mayor to the police chief to whatever. And no, I'm not saying, I'm just pointing it out, because this is all about, they call themselves the Black Mayors Coalition. They did not welcome any white mayors into their club. Only blacks allowed. And they refused to let the media in. They said the reason why is they need to be able to talk frankly. And that is code for, we got to talk about these white folk. That's what that's all about. And that's fine. You know, it's America. If you want to talk about white people, go for it. You know, I know we don't have rhythm. All right, what do you want me to do? I've got no vertical leap. Okay, fine. I admit it. Yes, I like country music, too, so sue me. I like white bread and mayonnaise. I'm a white guy. Cut me some slack, man. But as the singer-songwriter said, I'm pretty fly for a white guy, Mr. and Mrs. Black Mayors of America. So anyway, they're having a problem trying to figure out how to deal with crime. Now, it just seems to me, if you're going to have a meeting figuring out how do we stop crime, you would want to invite mayors of cities who have actually been successful at fighting crime, right? That seems to make sense. I mean, if you're going to have a business confab and you want to figure out how to grow your business, you're not going to have somebody there to speak who just went bankrupt. That makes no sense. Anyway, one of the mayors has figured it out. Instead of punishing the criminals, they have another plan. Cut five.
The national crime data may show some decreases.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. Stop, stop, stop. Cut 11.
Leaders from Jackson, Mississippi, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Durham, St. Louis, and more meeting Wednesday and Thursday to talk crime and solutions. St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones says she's taking back strategies used in Atlanta for nightclub owners and eyeing ways to reduce crimes around convenience stores.
We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations, so how can we hold those business owners accountable and also bring down crime? And then some of the things that we're already doing, we're finding that other mayors are doing as well.
Discussions with the Council on Criminal Justice and chats between leaders were closed to the public and media.
All right, so the answer, the solution is to punish the victims of crime, the business owners. That's what they want to do. All right, hang tight. We're going right to your calls. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. So just in the commercial break, there were several other reports coming in of people getting visits by FBI agents concerned about social media posts critical of Joe Biden. Let's go to Florida. Ginger is listening to us on WOCA, our great affiliate. Hi, Ginger. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to your conversation about the lady in Oklahoma. And I understand why she came out and closed the door, but the only thing that I would recommend teaching safety is that she needs to dial 911 the first time they refuse to show their ID and tell the police that she has two unidentified men out at her house who are claiming to be FBI, refusing to identify themselves, and that she feels her life may be in danger. That will send the cops. And that will also make a legal document of being harassed.
I like that idea, Ginger. And especially if you're a woman, you've got these strange men showing up. You don't know who these people are. It's a very evil, bad world out there.
Well, it's important. Local law enforcement are not exactly thrilled when federal government does not notify them first. But you got to keep your neighborhood and your community safe.
Well, it does make you wonder, Ginger, how many people around the country are actually being paid visits by the FBI because of things they may have written on their social media page? And again, it's almost as if they're working off of a script because they say, well, you haven't done anything illegal. You haven't done anything criminal. You're not under arrest, but we just have some questions about your social media. What? That's insane.
But they are breaking the law when they don't show their identification. They can't show up and present themselves to be law enforcement, federal government, and not show their identification. They are required.
Yes, they
to
are.
Show you their identification.
They are indeed.
So they, in fact, are breaking the law.
Mm-hmm. Ginger, well said. All right, Ginger, thank you for that call, and thank you for listening today. 901-260-5926. You know, I want to go back to the story we were talking about before we went to break. So years ago, I mean, this was, I think, 2010 or 11, I wrote a book called Dispatches from Bitter America. And I had written a chapter for this book, and it was a parody. It was a satirical chapter that that I had been the victim of a crime. I had been robbed at gunpoint. And so I'm giving the description of the, as the story goes, I'm giving a description of the suspect to the police officer. And I was describing the guy, and I said, well, he was heavy set. Sir, you can't say that. That's against the law. You have just fat shamed this person. And they said, sir, we've got to stop you right there. And they said, you can't say that. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I said, well, he was a short fella. Sir, you can't say that. That's offensive to people who might be concerned about their height, the size of themselves. I'm like, wait, what? Sir, you got to be careful. Sir, you've got to be careful. And so then they said, can you give us a description of what the suspect looked like? And I said, yeah, it was a Hispanic guy, sir. We need you to put down your pen and pad. We need to put your hands up. You're under arrest. You have committed a hate crime because you have just racially profiled the suspect. I'm like, yes, of course I did. So you can catch the guy. sir, it's against the law to call someone Hispanic if they've been if they're accused of a crime. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? They said, sir, you're racially profiling. And then I was, so as the story goes in the book, I was arrested because I had offended the criminal who committed a crime against me. That chapter, as funny as it was, and I thought it was a pretty darn funny chapter, it was actually based on something that had happened in the neighborhood where at the time in New York City, I was living in Brooklyn, at the time, they would not allow you to name the race of the person, the suspect, the criminal, right? So, and the reason why is because it would look bad on a specific demographic of the population. So they, you could say the gunman was driving a white vehicle. That's okay. But you can't share the skin color of the actual perp. And I just thought that was ludicrous. And, of course, the whole neighborhood was so excited about this because they were all leftist. So, anyway, one day I'm walking and I noticed there are these huge posters on every single tree in my liberal neighborhood. And it was a warning. And it turned out that one of the liberal neighbors had gotten robbed in broad daylight. And all of the liberals had posted, a very popular person in the neighborhood, and they had posted these posters warning to be on the lookout for a certain skin-colored individual. And I thought, whoa, you can't do that. So that chapter was removed from the book. The editor at the time said, Todd, it's funny, but the issue is there's no way this can ever happen in America. There's just no possible way. You're trying to tell me that victims of crime are going to become the criminals because they're getting minority groups in trouble by letting them commit crimes against them? Really, Todd? I said, all right. So I relented. And now here we are, and the mayor of St. Louis, Missouri, just announced that she wants to punish the business owners who are victims of crime. Just a few weeks ago, we had an entire state, Minnesota, announced they're going to go after the makers of cars, right? Same thing in Chicago. They want to go after the car makers because they say they make it super easy for someone to steal a vehicle. You see what's going on here, folks? This is why looting is no longer illegal in places like San Francisco and Chicago. They call it reparations. You have something and somebody else doesn't, so they deserve it. That's it in a nutshell. We call it reparations, by the way. All right, real quick, let's go to the phone lines here. Let's talk to Mike, WLOB in Maine. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
So you had to go to an overweight Hispanic short person? Is that what you got to say?
Well, I was going to say midget, but we're not allowed to use that word anymore on the radio.
Yeah, I avoided that. I hear I may be able to get an autographed book in September. Is that true?
There are rumors.
Coming up here to see Ray Richardson?
I'm going to have to let Ray Richardson break that news. I don't want to step on his toes.
Hey, listen, the reason I called today really was to let everybody out there know that today is National Vietnam Veterans Day. I know there's a lot going on, but if you run into a Vietnam vet today, or if you have one in the family, say thank you and welcome home. And if you want to do anything to help the Vietnam veterans, you donate to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund in Washington, D.C. This is the fund we use to keep the wall alive. Since we christened it in 82, we've never accepted $1 from the U.S. government. The only thing they gave us was a strip of land on the mall. So if you go to Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, throw in $10, $5, whatever. This is how we built the museum. They left over 400,000 artifacts at the wall in the first 2 years. And we put them in storage until we could figure out what to do. So we finally built a museum. So when you go down to the wall now, there's a museum you can go through that will give the kids and your family the history of the war and where your loved ones served at.
Mike, I think so, this is thank you so much for reminding us that today is indeed Vietnam Veterans Day, Vietnam War Veterans Day. 9 million people, ladies and gentlemen, served in that war. 9 million between 1955 and 1975. And I think, Mike, this is a noble thing you're recommending us do. And we'll post a link to that on our live show blog to make it easy for people to find. So, Mike, God bless you, and thank you for that. Thank you for serving our great nation. And we certainly respect and thank every single person in this country who has worn the uniform and who has fought for freedom. So, again, today, March 29th, National Vietnam War Veterans Day. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. Did you serve in Vietnam? Give us a call. We'd like to hear your story. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, just got a message, a text message from Vicky, listening to us in Germantown, Tennessee, KWAM, our flagship station. And Vicky said, "Hey, Todd, I just want to let you know I got a sinus infection, and I had the wellness kit that you recommended at my house. And I was able to take amoxicillin immediately, which really helped me from getting sicker. Sometimes I get so sick, end up with strep throat, but I was able to knock it out pretty quickly. Thanks for the recommendation." Love it. Vicky, I am so glad that you have your wellness kit. And folks, you need to get one as well. Go to twc.health/starns. That's twc.health/starns. Use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to get some great discounts as you get your emergency medical kit. There is a report out, and it's a disturbing report, that many of America's faith leaders were coerced, forced into promoting a lot of these crazy COVID-19 vaccines. I want to bring into the conversation Dr. James Thorpe, who is Chief of Maternal and Prenatal Health at the Wellness Company. Dr. Thorpe, good to have you with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I want you to tell us what happened here. We understand that a number of faith leaders were strong-armed, I guess. Is that a good word to use?
Well, I think that not only were they strong-armed, they were fraudulently fed fraudulent, absolute, inaccurate scientific data. This is straight from the White House, by the way. This was as you know, this was a Faith for Vaccines National Summit held May 26th, and it's absolutely fraudulent, anti-science. And, you know, this came straight from the White House. Chief of Staff, White House, Jeff Zients, the Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, Dr. Francis Collins, who was introduced and spoken of as Reverend Dr. Francis Collins. This came from the highest source of our government. And basically, yes, what they did was they shut all the doors of all the faiths in 2020, put them in a very dire financial straits. And then what they did and came back and offered them millions, bribed them, got them all on this national summit. And they consulted, you know, these politically correct, faith leaders from major universities to bastardize the holy scripture of these various religions, all religions, by the way, saying, yes, the God gave us a miracle of the COVID-19 to cure the pandemic. It was very, very obscene. It's very, very disgusting. So, you know, they bankrupt them by closing all these, you know, congregations of all faiths in 2020, But of course, they kept open the strip joints, the liquor stores, and the gambling casinos, of course, because those were essential businesses, right? So then they come back here, and they give them all this money with the sole purpose of, and trust me, they state this in this 3.5-hour summit that you can still go to eliminate vaccine hesitancy, push the vaccine on your congregations on your day of worship. This is what they did. This is your government. This is how obscene and how totally disgusting this administration is. These are a bunch of butchers that have killed or injured 585 million, million global citizens. You know, this was perpetrated by the White House, by the administration, by the HHS, CDC, and FDA. They're mass murderers.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Dr. James Thorpe, you called them mass murderers. What would you like to see done?
Well, listen, they've perpetrated so many violations. They've killed and injured so many people. They have RICO violations, racketeering, collusion, bribery, assault, battery, and murder. They need to be indicted with criminal charges, and they need to be punished to the full extent of the law.
All right. Dr. James Thorpe, who is the chief of maternal and prenatal health with the Wellness Company. Dr. Thorpe, what do you think was behind this? Why do you think they were so determined to force Americans to take the vaccine, even though it was very dangerous?
Well, I mean, this is the million-dollar question. I think that's been answered by many experts that have much greater expertise than I do. But listen, everything seemed to change in the United States of America when Obama took power. And I think that, when I look at the federal government, you know, I was applauding them for the way that they handled the vaccine in 1976, the swine flu vaccine, and also at the turn of the century, the rotavirus vaccine. I was really proud of the FDA and the CDC and my government. You know, the way that they handled those two vaccines and ripped them off the market immediately for just a few deaths in 1976 with the swine flu vaccine. Rotavirus vaccine, there were no deaths. There were several dozen cases of a minor bowel complication in young children. They ripped these drugs immediately off the market. I'm thinking, wow, bravo. But then you have the Manchurian candidate, corrupt Obama, that sprung up out of nowhere to really pretty much destroy the United States of America and the Western world. And that's what he's done. And that's what they've done since he was in power. And that's what they're accelerating right now doing. I think that there's no question, you know, just look at the leaders. There's a massive, for the last 50 years, political leaders are talking about global depopulation. There's too many people on the earth. That's what I think they're doing.
All right. Well, Dr. Thorpe, we've got to leave it there. We are right up against the top of the hour. Folks, if you would like to get the emergency wellness kit, they also have some incredible travel kits and other important kits as well. Go to twc.health. Guys, let's take down the audio, please. Thank you. twc.health/Starnes. That's twc.health/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes, and you're going to be able to get some great discounts on some very important medical kits. And I've got all of them. I have 3 medical kits at home. Many of you already have yours as well. So go check them out, twc.health/Starnes. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 coming up next.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It is Good Friday, And Sunday's coming. And hope you are having a blessed Good Friday. This is going to be a busy day for Christians, a busy weekend for Christians, as we commemorate and we mark the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And we are so honored to have you with us today. It is Open Line Friday on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about today. That's 901-260-5926. Also, I just want to say thank you for all of you that are out there sharing the great news about my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Love for you to get a copy, and you can do that by going to our website. I'll autograph a copy for you over at the Todd Stearns store, or you can buy it wherever you get your books. And if you're going into a Barnes & Noble or a Books A Million, would you do me this one favor? Just say thank you to the manager for carrying my book, and we greatly appreciate them doing that. Barnes & Noble and Books A Million are big fans of conservative authors, and we certainly appreciate that. Unfortunately, there are some independent bookstores out there that don't like conservatives, and we always want to do business with people who like us as much as possible. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. We will start in New York. Giovanni on the line. Hi, Giovanni. What's on your mind?
It was so great seeing President Trump yesterday at the wake of that slain New York City officer. It's such a tragic and sad story. My heart goes out to them. Nobody backs the blue like President Trump. You can't even compare it to any other politicians, the way he backs the blue.
Well, you're right about that, Giovanni. And I will say this. It is such a beautiful thing to see President Trump out there standing in the rain, standing alongside not only the family of Officer Diller, but also standing alongside so many hundreds of other law enforcement, standing alongside the men and women who wear the uniform of this country. And you are so right to praise the president for that, to celebrate the president for that. God bless you, Giovanni, for bringing that up, because you're right. That is such an important thing, and especially when you look at what the Democrats are doing. They had the opportunity, but instead they chose to hang out with the likes of Lizzo and some other really nefarious types. So God bless you, Giovanni, and thank you for that call, and thank you for listening today. All right, let's go to Sharon in North Carolina. Hi, Sharon. What's on your mind?
Well, Todd, about a month and a half ago, I put some word out to one of our close friends and church members. You know, she's a Democrat, been a Democrat all her life. And I asked her one day, I said, you know, what is it about the Democrat Party that attracts you? And she said, oh, I don't know. So I said, you know, Evelyn, I'll give you a brand new crisp $50 bill if you will read the Democrat platform. And I have put that challenge out to several more. And here we are 6 weeks later, and I still have that brand new crisp $50 bill. You cannot pay a Democrat to read their own platform.
Why do you think that is?
I have no idea.
So you're telling me you go up to these Democrats, Sharon, and yeah, you say, I'm going to give you some money if you will read your party platform, and they say, no, won't do it.
Yeah, if you will read every word of the Democrat platform. You can't speed read, you can't scroll down, skip over. If you'll read every word in the Democrat platform, I'll give you this brand new crisp $50 bill. I even show them the brand new crisp $50 bill that I carry in my wallet.
Wow.
And here we are a month and a half later, and nope, no takers.
What do you make of that?
I don't know, but now if you ask a Democrat that you go to church with, why is it that the Democrat Party took God out of their platform? They don't even know it.
Mm. Well, I was there in 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Democrat National Convention when they voted God out of the party platform. And they, at one point, they were booing God, Sharon. And there was and at that very moment, a severe thunderstorm actually hit Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-mm. Well, I guess God had his say in that. But Most registered Democrats, they don't know this. They don't know that God was taken out of their platform, and they don't know what's in their platform, and some of them didn't even know the Democrats had a platform. But the fact that you can't even pay a registered Democrat to read their platform before they go vote, I find that appalling.
Yeah,
absolutely
good for you.
Appalling.
All right. Well, Sharon, I'm with you, and good luck. I reckon you may be holding on to that $50 for a while, but we appreciate you calling in today. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This story out of Houston. This is a weird story, folks. A gender-based assignment at a Texas high school is causing controversy. This is in Santa Fe, Texas. The Houston CBS affiliate covering the story. Parents are irate after a high school junior was given a gender-based assignment. The issue has some state officials raising eyebrows. Some questioning whether or not it's legal. Shay Cundiff, a 17-year-old junior, said her teacher gave her an assignment. It's a dual credit college level psychology course. The assignment is called The Gingerbread Person, which features a drawing of what appears to be a gingerbread man, but those raising concern say there's nothing cookie cutter about it. Oh, that's very clever. Shay Cundiff, a 17-year-old, said it made me feel uncomfortable and distasteful. You know, let me stop right here for a moment. I get that. I'm not a big fan of gingerbread. It's just a little too spicy for my taste. Anyway, the students were required to write an essay about how they felt about the assignment. The lesson included filling out information on a paper about who they identify as and what they are sexually attracted to, and who they are romantically attracted to. And then they had to write an essay. Before the assignment was due, the teacher had not even discussed gender identity, just sex organs, so the children were caught off guard. Quote, we wouldn't really have known, Shay's father said. I mean, she was just going through doing the assignment as her teacher instructed her to do. And it turned out, and this is brilliant, the mom just happened to see it, just happened to see the assignment and started asking questions. What do you mean a gingerbread person? They're called gingerbread men. That's the way it's been, and that's the way it's always going to be. Well, Todd, why do you call it a gingerbread man? Because the gingerbread women are baking cookies in the kitchen. It's in the Bible. Holy cow. I'm going to get in trouble today. State Board of Education members are now looking into it. You know, they're using this gingerbread. They use the gingerbread person now to do this whole transgender stuff. So you could be a gingerbread man, but with a little snip here and a snip there, you become a gingerbread person. There you go. So anyway, people are very upset about this. In Santa Fe, Texas, a school official says they do not agree with the assignment. It's not part of the curriculum. Then what was it doing in the classroom, for crying out loud? Anybody want to? What's it doing in the classroom? And why in the world are they using a gingerbread man who is not anatomically correct? I've seen the cookie cutters. There are certain parts that are left off. So what in the world are they doing using a gingerbread person to talk about gender and sex and organs with the high school children? That's what I want to know. Sweet Lord, the next thing you know, the gingerbread person's going to be hooking up with the ho-hos. And then you got all sorts of chaos going on in the snack food section. I'm just saying. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. It is open line Friday, everybody. So we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Newsmax, by the way, they want to talk to you about Trump's vice presidential running mate. Who do you think that person ought to be? Newsmax conducting a national poll asking Americans, who do you think Trump ought to pick? You can take out your smartphone, text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. Remember, Donald Trump needs to know your opinion, so let your voice be heard and vote right now in the big Newsmax poll. Text SKIP to 39747, and we will send you the results as well. We'll be right back. All right. Don't forget, head over to ToddStearns.com. Get yourself a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. It makes a terrific Mother's Day or Father's Day gift. And especially if you have a teenager that's starting to get involved in politics, asking a lot of questions, get them a copy of this book. And I guarantee you, by the last page, they will be a conservative. Guaranteed. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Doug, the T-shirt guy from Illinois. It's been years, Doug. I thought you left us, Doug.
Oh, no, I'm here every day, loving the show.
Thank you, sir.
And you were talking about your book, the chapter you had to take out, and just kind of brought to mind all the political correctness garbage going on, and which is why I love Donald Trump so much. It's why I've always have been, always will be a supporter of Donald Trump's, because he's so politically incorrect. But it gave me an idea for a new T-shirt in large letters, not bad for an SFWG, and then in small letters, short, fat, white guy, because that's exactly what I am.
I love it. Not bad for a short, fat, white guy. Yeah. Doug, this is very creative.
Yeah. On a different note, if you don't mind real quick,
sure.
I don't know if there's a way to do it, but the Vietnam veteran Mike that called in, I would love to purchase an autographed book of Twilight's Last Gleaming if you have a way, if you have a way of getting it to Mike.
Doug, I think that's a brilliant idea. So let me do two things. By the way, do you have a copy of the book yet, Doug?
Unfortunately, I do not.
All right. Well, we're going to remedy that. So, Doug, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. And so don't go anywhere. When we wrap up here, we'll put you on hold and we'll get your info. But, Mike, if you're listening, Mike from WLOB, give us a call back. And we will get you a copy as well. We're going to get one for Mike. We're going to pick up the tab there. So it's an honor for us to be able to do that.
You got a heart of gold, Todd.
Well, Doug, appreciate that, and thank you for calling in. Don't be a stranger, and we love it when you call in. You're a lot of fun. You're one of our regulars, like family on the radio here. So hang tight, my friend, and let's get Doug's info, and we're going to get Doug a book. And then when Mike comes back, let's just get Mike's contact information. If not, Ray Richardson, I suspect, would have that intel over at WLOB. But we're going to get Mike a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming as well. All right, let's go to the beautiful state of Georgia. Anna is listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Anna. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. You asked for veterans to call in, and I'm a veteran from 1969 to 1971. And I was with the 3500 Air Base Wing over at Randolph Air Force Base in Texas. And one of the few women, young women back then, that began a career there for 3 years. So anyway, been a long time. But I'm very sad about the state of our country right now, but I really truly believe we're going to make it through, and I'm hoping that President Trump will win the election, and that I know he chooses really great people, and one of them was Mike Pompeo. I'd love to see Tulsi Gabbard there. There's just a lot of good people that just weren't considered. And once we get through this, I think that we'll appreciate good people even more. So.
You know, Anna, I'm with you. I would like to think maybe there's a role for Tulsi Gabbard in the military or in the cabinet, maybe in the Defense Department. Who knows? I like Pompeo, believe it or not, he'd be a great vice president, too. I mean, Pompeo's got quite the resume, and he's a Trump guy.
He is, and I love Pompeo. When I hear him speak, he's just, you know, when you listen to this garbage day after day with these fools up there in Washington, and you hear somebody who is lucid, it's like a breath of fresh air. And I never appreciated these people more than I do now. And I'll never take them for granted again, that's for sure.
I'm with you. Well, Anna, God bless you, and thank you for serving our great nation. And we're so glad that you're hanging out with us every day.
I am. Thank you.
Anna,
All
right, don't go anywhere just yet. I'm feeling very generous today. Anna, I'm going to give you a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And I want to be able to send that to you. Is that okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. You're so generous. Thank you very much.
All right. Hang tight, Anna. We're going to get you I think that's my free book supply for the month. But we'll try to give out some more books as time goes by here. Again, thank you, Anna, for serving our great nation. 1969. I was 2 years old, so I did not serve in Vietnam. Wow. All right. Well, good for you guys. All right. 901-260-5926 is our number. Oh, this story from Oklahoma. This is great. So somebody put up a Bible verse in a hallway at Western Oaks Middle School in Oklahoma. This is what the verse said. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might or imagine. Guess who got triggered? Yeah, there was a radical bunch of atheists, the Freedom from Religion Foundation. They're the lactose intolerant atheist group based in Wisconsin. So you can understand they're just in a miserable mood all the time, being around all that cheese and dairy product. So anyway, they filed a complaint, and they said the display had to come down because it violated the Constitution. And they also say that you're not allowed to proselytize. So they're alleging that Bible verse was proselytizing. We have no evidence of that. No evidence that anybody was converted as a result of reading that Bible verse. Anyway, school district, they said, please don't sue, and immediately took down the Bible verse. Literally, they scrubbed the Bible verse off the walls. Have you noticed something here, folks? Ever since the atheists booted God out of public schools, all you know what's broken loose. Hang tight. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.